Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Do you and your little girls watch Uncle Drew, Dan, on Kyrie's birthday?
What's Uncle Drew?
That's Kyrie, dressed up like an old man at the park, abusing everybody at the court.
That's so great.
It's awesome. You watch?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You showing your daughters?
It's about as hilarious as Jake is intimating.
Why?
Kyrie's a douche.
I wish they'd get better.
It's a fun 5-minute little video.
That's hilarious.
He stole it from the Globetrotters.
Let me know what's cool, Jake.
Boy, Brad Davis just showed up.
Tell him, Jake.
It's no impractical joke.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good one.
Yes.
That's fresh.
This is what I like.
What, recycled jokes?
Ooh, wow.
Oh, it is.
No, just really mad Bob.
No, it's the 10th time. I get it. You don't like impractical jokers? That's fine. I offered Uncle Drew as a fun thing your daughters might like. But it's not cool enough for Jake.
It gets shot down all around.
There's a lot of things a 13-year-old girl might like that you might not think is cool.
Dan, do they love it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
think back to him. That. Let's find out. I'm sure I'll get a lot of support now.
How about jeez, dude. Come
you
on,
shut
man.
Up and read a birthday,
you
moron.
That is
that's the same.
Agree with Bob.
Nice Bob.
Oh, yeah. That's real popular on this show.
Bob.
And it's about... I think firefighters or something. It's a great comedy. Anyway, they were there last night. We were attempting to get them on the show and talk Super Troopers and stuff, but we failed in doing that. However, we did have some press.
Sorry.
I'm going to accept that, Julie. I don't even know what you...
Sorry, I didn't mean for that to happen.
What you were sending me. No, no. Julie was airdropping me something, but I'm also playing audio from my computer, so now...
Lord.
It all went together.
Sorry.
Should I focus for a little bit?
Hey, I'm focused on my Super Troopers liner that we ended up getting. Okay?
Okay.
Let's enjoy that.
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Just order a large Farva.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a damn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French. Forgive me some f***ing cola before I break boots.
All right, relax.
Hang Zone coming at you.
Hey, this is McConaughey, and I gotta tell you, I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Who wants this?
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
The miner's helmet on, trying to get the good look. The angle.
Her mom was in the room, and I didn't have much say in that, so I just sort of.
Her mom was in the room.
Yeah.
Stop the music.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
So have you seen what Sottenham's doing these days?
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Major in nipples?
Blake Jones! Who Blake Jones?
Well, they said no rimming, right?
And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to 3, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Let's be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It is Tuesday.
Yep. Do we have a name for that one?
Merely Tuesday.
Merely Tuesday.
Or Taco Tuesday. Who doesn't enjoy a nice taco, Jake?
Everyone.
This is show number 263, officially of the Hang Zone. We've only been named the Hang Zone for, what, a little over a month? Month and a half? But still, it's me and Jake and Blake and Julie, Mino. Show 220 of all those shows done right here in the Dragon Capsule of Inequality.
Here.
Show 29 is Hang Zone.
Okay, 29. I actually
CJ Goodwin
to stop shaving. when we rebranded the show. So that was sort of my...
But it's day 43.
Yeah, it was around the same time, though.
Okay.
Around the same time. 5-6 days. So no more shave in the era of the zone.
How you feeling?
No shave zone.
You lost a bet.
I did.
You have to not shave face or neck for 6 months, and we're...
1.5 months
through about.
Yeah. Yeah, so Super Bowl Sunday, so...
Still quite a mountain.
Yeah,
to,
but...
trudge up.
I don't know how long you've ever let the facial hair go before, but I'm past the itch zone.
Okay.
Which I've done this before.
So others have told you this will happen.
I've gone this far before and a little bit further, so I knew that there is a point at which it doesn't really bother you anymore. Now, you, not, you know, you lay down in bed and you feel like a crunch that just ends up in your mouth as the hair just compresses, but it doesn't, it's really not that big of a deal.
Have you trimmed the lip?
Yeah, because I think I got that approved just a tiny little bit. It is over my lip now because I've only done it once, but I just kind of gave a little.
That's a real thing. Girls don't understand.
Yeah,
the dude's growing a beard. You gotta
so much grooming we gotta
do. I can't imagine.
They don't know anything about all that.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine what it's like to shave your face. That just seems weird and scary. That's something
I've
never done.
You have so much more times that. Real estate, right?
Yes.
The whole leg thing.
The whole leg thing is a lot, but it's
as
not
odd
your
to
face.
Us. How about the pit? Do you shave your pit?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Some girls don't.
Not
you would
America.
Probably know by now if I didn't.
Well, I.
Yeah, she's.
You'd be totally
like
judging me.
Something probably close to a tank top before, like a vent or something.
Yeah, but she's from Austin.
That's
that
true.
Is true. Now, if you were going to trust me on this, that's a nice surprise. If you were going to find women who do not shave their armpits, that and sometimes also you're like, you know, I should have seen this coming. I did go to your roller derby event. This this should have been pretty obvious to me then, but it wasn't.
You dated a roller derby girl?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Like she was participating in the derby?
She toss you around?
Yeah, that's fairly popular in Austin.
Huh. I guess I heard of it, but I was not in that crowd.
It's fun
means.
To go see, you know? If you asked me to go see that or like, hey, I painted this thing, can you come look at this? I know which one I would choose.
Yeah.
I don't fully shave.
See none of the above.
The pits, but I have to, that's a weird.
You trim?
I do, and I found that it's actually better. To and she loves this. I will like pull it and then have her cut it with scissors.
Mm, too much.
As opposed to just throwing the razor and just, you know,
scissor me,
ending up with serious razor burn on your pits. You don't want that.
And she loves this.
Well, I think he was throwing a little sarcasm.
That's a
in
common
there.
Yeah. Rhetorical devices known as sarcasm.
I don't know what you're up to.
She hates it. She hates it. But she also hates me being sweaty even more.
Yeah, I once shaved my pits full in college just because I was battling the overly sweaty pit guy.
Yeah.
And it didn't really work, and it just made it really itchy.
You ever tried this one? Nair?
No.
Don't do that.
That's a different beast.
Isn't that some
right
kind
there?
Of a chemical that burns
it?
It is.
You've used it, Blake?
Yes.
So
I don't recommend it.
I've used it for...
Where have you used it?
You know. Places.
You did
what?
That?
What?
Down there?
I just wanted to see what it was like.
Too much as well. Too
I've put
much
it on my
fantasy
list
football
before.
League did you lose?
Yeah, I've never done that. I mean, you know it's going to burn.
Guy won't get a vaccine, but he'll nair
his nether regions. It does burn. I did my legs a lot because in the infinite wisdom of the school district I went to, right as field turf... The new thing was becoming popular. They installed AstroTurf on the football field.
The old?
Yeah, the one from 30 years before they bought it. And
the okay.
It was there 1 year, and in that year we gave like 5 teams staph infections.
Yeah, injury.
Dude, that was a burn that I was not prepared for. And then
so well after it was proven this stuff sucks,
yeah,
you guys installed it.
We installed it, and then you realize... This is worse with hair on my legs.
So you shaved your legs?
Nared my legs. And it burns bad. But in general, I think females have to put up with a lot more grooming pain than we do.
Yeah, don't let them know that. Don't say that publicly.
Well, I hear a lot about it, so I think that the cat may be out of the
bag.
Oh,
man, that's all we hear.
As it were.
Oh, man.
Don't everybody.
You all deserve it today.
Why?
Because you're all making gross jokes.
Well,
that's
I got news for you.
Very subjective.
The 115 segment is not going to be your favorite thing.
The 115 segment here on a Tuesday, we're calling it Ferret Business because apparently it's a Jake-centric segment, and he's the ferret. And you tell me that a group of ferrets is called a business?
Yeah.
Yet it's just about you, this segment, so it doesn't really make sense, but it's Business Tuesday.
Ferret Business and Business Tuesday. That's got to be the coolest name for a grouping of animals.
It really is.
Sounds kind of badass.
It does. Well, you want to come get this business? I don't think so.
They're so not business-like.
No, they're not. No, they're...
Small Business Tuesday.
Couple of things to promote. One is the... Actually, both of them will start with you going to theticket.com. Speaking of business, I think they like clicks.
It's my homepage.
I really don't know why. I don't know. I've never gotten the you got a lot of clicks bonus in the mail, so I don't know. But I think the ticket would rather you go to theticket.com. And you can go there for, you can sign up for the BVB Words with Friends tournament if you're into playing games on your phone. And I am. In fact, the lady that kicked my ass in the Words with Friends tournament last year is the only one who I still play Words with Friends with.
Oh, cool. Made a lifelong friend.
Actually, it's her and an old lady. I don't know where she lives, somewhere in the internet world.
Not Rose.
But she's very good competition. She appears to be a grandma because her avatar will be her and then rotating with different little grandkid-looking people, unless she's just kind of a creep.
Those are just grandkids.
Yeah, well, I don't know what their relation is to her, but she seems old. But anyway, that's taking all the focus away from the BVB Words with Friends tournament. And I know you and Julie have been involved with BVB in the past, right? Don't they do the...
Yeah, we've done
the football game,
the football game.
Blondes versus brunettes.
And both of us did the Words with Friends last year as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was the first time I'd ever played, and I was appropriately trounced. But it was fun.
But you're in it again?
I am.
So Julie?
Yeah, I'm in it again.
Anyone else?
I was in it last year.
But not this year, huh?
Nope. I was at a wedding last weekend.
That's what reminded me of.
You're not here to support
might have been metal
the DFW-based Alzheimer's Research Institutions,
no,
huh?
You can help me out.
You can be on my team.
I'm open for it.
Okay.
So you'd be in.
I mean, there was like an email.
There was an email that asked if you wanted to be in.
Oh, I guess it wasn't sent to producers.
I see I'm here, Mike Saroy.
Ooh.
Even Cash Saroy.
Anyway, go to theticket.com and you can donate. The minimum is $25, but if you want to donate more, you know, that'd be cool.
I'm going to do that right now.
Well, you're already in. You can still donate, though, if you want. Yeah, go to theticket.com. Also on theticket.com, now there's going to be prizes, too, for the Words with Friends tournament, Final Four and champion. What are those prizes? Says here, TBD.
I don't know.
It's exciting. I love TBD. It's my favorite prize.
It helps me get to sleep at night.
Yeah, so it's probably not anything
that's
really
a
good.
Different deal.
You're helping out. You're helping out Alzheimer's research. Also on theticket.com, and I don't think there's a prize for this. It's just for fun. Is the because we love brackets, bro. In fact, this Words with Friends. It's a bracket. 64 people.
It's March. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what we're all about. Also, there's a Ticket P1 bracket racket that you can vote on, and I guess they're now in round two. And Julie has the ability, because there's a Hang Zone bracket, a Hardline bracket, Normandy, and Musers. Get it? The four
How's
main shows here on the Ticket. Julie is actually in two of the brackets because she is on two of the shows. Not only this one, but apparently there's a show on from 10 to noon here on the ticket. It says
sure
right
is.
Here. And Julie has moved on.
Mm-hmm. I beat five plays you missed. So that's good.
And she has also moved on. In our bracket, she defeated Mino.
Ran into a powerhouse.
That happens, man.
And our goal is Julie facing Julie in the final.
Let's get that done, B1s.
So that's our goal.
Okay.
And it's tough for me to say that, but I do have this as my goal, even though Julie is my opponent in round two.
Ooh.
You're a humble man.
But I will bow out because of the coronavirus if I need to help Julie move along.
Thank you.
But she'll defeat me without me helping her.
Well.
She's popular. She's famous. Look at her. Who wouldn't vote for Julie over me?
What does that mean? I don't think you can say that anymore.
I'm just saying, listen to her then.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I do
that's not
have
what you said, though.
Some new superpowers.
I'm not saying she's hotter than me. That's clearly not the case.
You're still the big one seed. I'm just a mere nine seed in this situation. But I do have some new superpowers as of today, if I can use this opportunity to make an announcement. And perhaps this will help me advance towards the championship of the bracket racket. Fully vaccinated.
Look at that. Ain't no stopping us now.
When?
This morning. I also have to let you guys know in case something weird happens to me during the show. You'll know why.
What? What kind did you get? The Pfizer or the Moderna?
Pfizer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pfizer fam.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is not Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Why not? It
should Are be. They different? I don't even know. I got the Moderna.
This is the.
But I've heard of some people. It's always the I've heard of, you know, a guy who kind of felt bad for 24 hours after getting the second vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But I also heard of a guy that got knocked out of commission after the first vaccine, and that did not really happen to me. So there's just no roadmap for this thing.
Yeah,
what's the deal?
If our experience over the last 6 months, ours, micro, and then everyone's macro, would tell you anything, it's just going to be however it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine next Tuesday, and we'll see.
And you had already had... You had the coronavirus, right, Julie?
Yep.
Just like we did.
Mm-hmm.
You had some COVID.
They
are saying you should get the vaccine even if you've already had coronavirus. Because usually you think, if I got the flu, I'm not going to get the flu again. But they're saying you can get this.
And I've even seen some research. And again, who knows? It's very new. It's novel. From people saying that if you've had lingering effects that... Once you get through the initial phase of vaccine hangover, that it helps some people with their lingering effects.
I'll choose to believe that.
I saw
that sure.
Too. For the long haulers.
We choose to believe whatever really fits the narrative that we want.
You choose to believe whatever, except you didn't go fill up your car with gas when Blake told you that there might be a shortage.
Business Tuesday is today at 2:15. Hold that thought.
Okay. All right.
Because maybe we punted Blake into the stands a little bit too early.
I didn't, Blake. I believed you.
Well, I had to walk here because I punctured my gas tank and there was none available on my route. So sorry if I was late.
My wife did tell me after I was telling her about Blake's text. She's like, well, can you go fill up the gas tank for the lawnmower? I don't want. What? You're concerned about the lawnmower?
Yeah, but that's because that's kind of like. Didn't you say she really enjoys?
That is her thing. She loves
riding the lawnmower even when she mowed the day before.
The riding lawnmower, and it does have a little.
Honey, I think you got it.
No, there's a problem with it. It does vibrate heavily when you drive it, and I could have fixed it. And she's I was like, no, you just have to adjust the...
It's a tiny little bit.
It's fine.
Dear.
But we do need to go over it again today.
Yeah.
I thought you just mowed the lawn.
I'm trying to get yard of the month, honey.
All right. Well, way to go, everybody. Moment of silence for Ohio University.
Paul in... what?
Yeah, patted on their little bobcat head. Oh, that was cute. A nice little upset you had there, buddy. He didn't want you to go back to the Mac. Okay. Let's do some good afternoon football to start today's show. And that'll be next. And we will focus on the wiener of Deshaun Watson.
Jeez.